It's the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer Kent. What if you call 911 and no one comes? Emergency services in rural areas are struggling to find staff and secure resources. Join us with your questions and comments about Wisconsin's EMS at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Amanda Mulvey is the Emergency Management Coordinator and Interim EMS Director for Florence County. Amanda, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Shereen. Thank you.
This month, you testified before a state Senate committee about the challenges facing emergency medical services in rural Wisconsin. What is it that you think is so crucial for lawmakers to understand?
I think it's important that we recognize we're way behind in staffing EMS departments, but also in funding them. And we need to find more non-competitive funding from our state to lessen when we're passing on a $1.7 million levy to provide a sustainable EMS solution here for our county. That impacts our taxpayers significantly. And we'd like to see more non-competitive funding from the state to be able to fund EMS and provide adequate staffing and really bring it from volunteer, which we are all currently in Florence County, to paid staffed positions. These are careers. These are professionals that are required to do a large amount of education and continuing education to maintain their licensure. It's time that our legislative officials start really pushing for this at the state level.
You said non-competitive funding. What do you mean by that?
Oftentimes you'll see grant funding available on a competitive basis where we need to provide a dedicated resource to applying for those grants. In rural communities, oftentimes what that does is puts more burden on those of us that are volunteering in these positions or wearing multiple hats in our positions. And when we do that and the funding isn't available to staff a grant writer, we fall short a lot of times in securing those grant funds. And it's difficult to be in that competitive space as rural agencies when we may not meet the mark for call volumes or overhead capitals. We really need to get to a place where we can rely on funding from our state government that will assist us at the local levels.
Last fall, the State Office of Rural Health assessed the reliability of Wisconsin's 911 ambulance response. EMS directors reported emergency systems are, and this is a quote, under severe strain and in critical need of immediate intervention. How widespread are we talking about? How widespread are these staffing and financial challenges?
Nationally. If you look at any headlines relating to EMS, it's not just rural communities. Yes, I advocate for the rural communities because that's what's impacting me directly in the community I live in. But it's not just the rural volunteer stations that are seeing these shortages. It's across the board. Our partners in the urban areas, those who are private and for-profit even, we all need to be able to rely heavily on funding, ability to staff appropriately, and pay and provide benefits for those individuals that are competitive with other jobs across the markets.
We're talking about the challenges facing EMS with Florence County Emergency Management Coordinator Amanda Mulvey. In 2020, you informed four towns that Florence County's rescue squad would end due to a lack of volunteers. Enough people then came forward as volunteers to resume that 24 service in March 2021. How is the county providing emergency services today?
Currently, we continue to provide services on the four services who are volunteer-based throughout the county that are not county-affiliated at this time. As we're making our transition to a full-time paid 24/7 staffed EMS agency this year, we continue to rely on partners across our borders here that will step in under our coverage agreements with them while our volunteer agencies are out of service. And that can be a significant amount of time. And we definitely credit our partners at both Integrity Care EMS in Iron Mountain and Aspirus Medevac Iron River for assisting us to continue to provide EMS service to all of our residents and visitors at a quality level. And how is as that we being, transition.
How is that being paid for?
So there is just this cooperative agreement between us with mutual aid and coverage agreements. Small rates are charged directly to the services that are out of service from Integrity Care across Star Border here in Iron Mountain. Aspirus Medevac does not charge us directly for those services, but it's a warranted fee because it's putting strain then on their coverage areas. And then individually transported patients are billed at the appropriate rate that they're transported for.
I'm curious about the volunteer model. I mean, do you see this as problematic as a whole? Would you recommend other counties and municipalities try to transition from a volunteer to a paid staff?
I would never recommend or make a recommendation to another municipality or county regarding what's best for them. I think going through the process we did with the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, accompanied by support of a consult we did with Strategic Management and Consulting for EMS, that's the best route to go because you get good quality data for your area and really a good structure for budgeting based on what that sustainability report comes out at. The volunteer structure is going away. Volunteers are few and far between. We're putting too much strain on volunteers for a position that's truly a career. These individuals are responding to calls, and we don't have a great support system in place at this time for really making sure their mental health is sustained at the level it should be. So there's a lot of factors that play into EMS as a whole, but volunteers, there's not a lot coming up in the pipeline for us like we used to see. It's pretty much a dying situation, and we need to transition this to what it really is, and that's a career, to be able to provide good quality pre-hospital medical care when people call 911.
Why do you think that is, that volunteers are becoming fewer and more far between? I mean, what are the factors that you think are involved in that?
I think overall we're putting too much stress on individuals. Limited time with family. We continue to push more and more at our jobs and careers and things that we become engaged in outside of our careers. We're not seeing a lot of volunteers stepping up to this plate. I think we're finally realizing how valuable time is. And we can't get it back once it's gone. And so continuing to spend that quality time with our families as often as we can and friends, I think it's becoming a point now where we're seeing just exactly how valuable that is and maybe weighing that in a little bit more to our mental health and how that correlates and not giving up our time so freely anymore.
Florence County Emergency Management Coordinator Amanda Mulvey is with us to discuss the challenges rural EMS services providers are facing. Call in with your questions or comments at any time, 800-642-1234. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. A new study from the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health calls staffing shortages and a lack of resources in many rural EMS departments under severe strain and in critical need of immediate intervention. We have Florence County Emergency Management Coordinator Amanda Mulvey with us. Call in with your questions and your comments. 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Amanda, in his 2-year budget plan, Governor Tony Evers is proposing to grow state payments to local governments by more than $500 million. He says 43% of that money would be for public safety. That would include EMS, fire, and law enforcement. Do you think that amount would be enough to address the challenges facing EMS providers as you know it today?
I think it would be a very good start. I would be curious how that would be distributed and what plans are in place to apportion that out equally across the 72 counties of Wisconsin. I think it's a good start. I think it's a place we can start, but we need to make sure that we're looking at public safety as a whole. I see a challenge across all of our partners, would be it fire, EMS, law enforcement, corrections. I definitely think it's a good start, Shireen, but I don't think it's going to take care of the problem as at large. It would need to be a sustained amount that could be counted on for years to come.
So not a one-time fix.
No, there's no one-time fix to this. We don't have enough of an income stream in rural Wisconsin to support the nearly $500,000 per BLS ambulance per year to maintain that without support from a tax base, be that state or local funding.
Do you think increasing the tax burden on local taxpayers is something that is sustainable?
I don't think it's, I guess let me rephrase that. Maybe it's sustainable. I don't think it's appropriate. When municipalities and the tax base here in northern rural Wisconsin is looking at weighing out, do we invest money in our schools, in our road infrastructure, or our public safety? I don't think it's fair to ask them to carry the full weight of that when we're looking at surpluses in our state budget. I understand that, you know, there's a lot of places that need funding, but when we look at the basic needs of our Wisconsin residents and visitors, I classify safety at the very top of that list. And if we can't focus on sustainable funding for our public safety agencies, I think we've missed the mark as the state.
You referred earlier to coverage agreements that rural EMS agencies have with neighboring communities. And specifically, Florence County, being in northeastern Wisconsin, it's on the border of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. I'm curious how much your county relies on emergency services over the state line, or doesn't that happen?
Well, our coverage agreements and mutual aid do span a large area across Forest, Florence, Marinette counties, but we do go into Iron and Dickinson County. Both of our receiving hospitals for the county are in Michigan. We transport patients into Iron River, Michigan and Iron Mountain, Michigan as our two receiving hospitals. So we do not have a Wisconsin-based receiving hospital for Florence County because of our position with the Upper Peninsula and our access to those hospital facilities.
Are those agreements also putting strain on other departments? We had a conversation in Wausau recently where the Wausau Fire Department was saying our agreements with rural areas is putting a strain now on Wausau. So is it a ripple effect?
It is, very much so. Taking away assets from what a city is planned for to reach out to these outlying rural areas, that takes their core resources away from their population they cover as primary first in service. So it's straining the whole system.
We're talking about the challenges facing EMS with Florence County Emergency Management Coordinator Amanda Mulvey. Only 11 states deem EMS an essential service. I thought that was a surprising figure. Wisconsin is not one of them. So without that essential services designation for EMS services in Wisconsin, federal funding is unavailable and communities are unable to levy taxes to pay emergency medical technicians. How much of a difference would that designation make in the state?
I can't speak overall for the state, Shireen, but I would say that we would see a drastic increase by dedicating it as an essential service. I was shocked myself that it's not considered an essential service when through statute we're requiring municipalities that are townships to provide for this service, but they don't have the capability to levy or exceed their levy limits for this purpose. That's a difficult situation to put them in. So I think classifying as an essential service would make a lot of sense and would provide us with greater opportunity to secure funding for this purpose.
Why was Florence County able to pass that tax levy for EMS services? What were the factors there?
We had great support from our municipal leaders. All eight of our townships were in favor of going to a countywide system, and our county board unanimously supported this decision. I think they see the quality and the value that EMS service brings to our county. We have 490 square miles to cover, and we don't have a significant amount of connecting infrastructure to get from point A to point B easily, which requires us to have three stations to provide adequate coverage to both our residents and visitors to our area. I'm grateful for our community support that we've had. Yes, there has been some outcry in regards to the amount and the increase, and we're doing all we can in our positions to advocate for legislative changes to help us reduce that tax burden. But ultimately, I think it passed because we see the value of our residents, and protecting them is paramount to our municipal and county leaders. And I think they've done a great job of making sure that we're securing a sustainable resolution for our public safety entities, specifically EMS in this situation. Was it easy? No, it was a difficult decision, I think, for all of them to make. No one likes to see tax burdens go up for our local residents. But I think we're grateful to them because they do see the value and the need for this, and they're getting ahead of a very critical situation. Because we know that volunteer firefighting is going to be coming up next as something that we're going to see some strain on. And so we want to get ahead of these things before we get so far behind we can't protect our public.
A year ago, Governor Evers vetoed a bill that would have made the exam for national certification for EMTs optional for emergency medical responders. I'd like to hear your comments on that. Supporters of the bill said it would have improved recruitment and retention in the workforce. What do you think of that bill and the governor's veto of it?
I support the governor's decision on that. And my rationale for that is, we shouldn't lower our standards to bring staffing in. We should maintain that high quality standard because our people are worth that. When you're out seeking help from a professional, you want them to be well versed in their career field. Whatever they're helping you with, you want them to have that expert knowledge to be able to provide you with the best service possible. The same is true for EMS. We're a pre-hospital care facility on wheels, transporting critical patients in many situations. We want to make sure that we're giving them a standard of care that they can rely on and count on and really feel secure and have peace of mind with that transport. Lowering education standards does not necessarily solve any of the problem.
Ultimately, will the restructuring of EMS services in Florence County affect response times to 911 calls? Will you see, quicker response times for people who really need it when minutes sometimes mean the difference between life and death?
I believe that we will. I'm confident that by having 24/7 staffed EMS agencies, as opposed to the reliance on volunteers to respond to these stations when the page tones go off, does improve our ability to respond in a more timely fashion. I credit all of the agencies in Florence County and our partner agencies who assist us for their rapid response times. I think that they've done an outstanding job, but I do believe that by having these stations staffed 24/7, we will be able to improve on those response times.
In the roughly 45 seconds we have left, just a final thought. Do you feel like solutions are on the horizon, like things will get better?
I believe that our legislators are listening. I believe that they're taking a vested interest in this. And I think that overall, the awareness that's been brought just in this last year is going to help us find sustainable resolutions for the future. So I am hopeful that we are moving in the right direction for public safety agencies.
Do you feel like lawmakers listened to you when you spoke with them?
I believe that lawmakers are listening to the masses that are speaking to them. I think this has gained a lot of support, and the Office of Rural Health Study shows we're in dire need.
Amanda, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Shereen.
Amanda Mulvey is the Emergency Management Coordinator and Interim EMS Director for Florence County. She is also the Service Director of the Long Lake Tipler Rescue Unit. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.